There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. Men's T Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit mensteclinic.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We'll probably talk about SMU in just a little bit.
But and TCU maybe.
We can. SMU has been phenomenal this season right now.
Don't forget about TCU, though.
Okay, let's talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnuolo. Good morning, sir.
Oh, please don't masterpiece me.
We will. How to get that done. All right. So I'm going to attempt to start with a positive.
Oh, good. And then, good luck with that.
And then we'll go into all the negative things. I still think DeMarvion Overshown looks pretty good. He was picking up some tackles for losses. That's what I've come up with.
And Rico played pretty well.
Yeah, and Brandon Aubrey can still kick the ball 7,000 miles.
All right.
Other than that, how was the play, Mr. Lincoln?
Yeah. Not real good.
No.
And not looking good going forward either, right?
What do you think when, and I realize you got to say things to the media and then you say things behind closed doors and everything like that. And I know traditionally the trade deadline has not been particularly busy for the NFL, but I have to admit, I was a little surprised when I heard Jerry say, hey, we think maybe we can make a couple moves here and there and make the team a little bit better, when I guess I just envision it as the exact opposite. Like, you've seen the team, you know what the team is, you know where the talent deficiencies are, and it's time to kind of embrace this struggle season and pick it back up.
Yeah, I don't know that you could do enough to be able to cure this, right?
Oh, for sure.
Right? I mean, yes. One player's not going to change it. And you're sitting there, you know, kind of holding out hope that some of these injured guys get back. But, you know, if they're not coming back next week or the week after that, you know, it's kind of Katie by the door, right? I think you're toast if you don't turn this around immediately. So I don't know that and what are you going to get at the trade deadline?
I'm with you.
And how much are you going to give up? You're not going to start trading first and second round picks, right?
No.
And if you're trading for somebody, it's on a team that's not playing well. So how good could that guy be playing? I think that's a pipe dream that you can fix this in one day or in within 24 hours of now, that you can bring in enough players to fix the offensive line, the defensive line, and especially the defensive line. I went back and looked at the touchdown to Ray McLeod. It was the 11-yard pass.
Yeah.
That play took 6 seconds.
Yep.
Six. Cousins stood in the pocket forever waiting for McLeod he kind of went in motion from, they had three wide receivers left. He went in motion, cut through the other two receivers, split them, and then had enough time to go all the way from the left to the right to catch the pass in front of Donovan Wilson, who, you know, was, I'm assuming he was in zone and had to pick that guy up. But when you got that much time to throw the ball, you're going to find somebody open. And I know they got a couple sacks, and, you know, at times they rushed Cousins, but not enough. He had all day in the pocket. Nobody was getting a push. And if they did, they needed to blitz. You know, and it was sort of like last week. Okay, you can blitz, but if you don't get there in time, then, you know, you're going to get burned because you got one or two guys, you know, missing on the play. You know, sort of the touchdown pass to Mooney. They blitzed. They blitzed Hooker. They blitzed Overshown. And then, you know, there was that bunch over there. I don't know if you want to call that a double pick or whatever, or a triple pick, but two wide receivers took out three Cowboys defensive backs, and that's why Mooney was so wide open. I think Diggs probably should have gone over the top to get around it, but he ran right into it. But again, when you blitz, then you got less guys back there to help out. So to me, you know, I understand the problems on offense and not scoring enough points, but, you know, if the offense is struggling, I don't mean you got to give up 27 points, but they did because they can't get pressure on opposing quarterbacks. And I don't know if you just get Micah Parsons back, that's going to solve it, because the other teams are going to go, okay, well, we'll make sure we neutralize him and we'll deal with the rest. And the rest is really not able to help enough to, you know, solve the problems of putting pressure on veteran quarterbacks.
And I understand in the heat of the moment, people say a lot of things. This just felt like very emblematic of the entire season. Did you see the video on the sideline where it sure does look like Dak Prescott says, "We effing suck"?
Well, you're going to argue with him?
No, not at all. Like I'm saying,
I appreciate the admission.
That might have been in the heat of the moment, but honestly, it feels like that's probably been building several weeks inside of him.
At what point did that happen? Because we're not watching TV.
He's standing on the sideline with Trey Lance. Let me go check the video because it was Sharif that posted it, and it actually has the time.
No, for the record, I do not dispute that whatsoever, but...
Was it after they had to punt because they had too many guys in the huddle?
I think it might have been, and then Dalvin Cook was like,
That when McCarthy threw his iPad down?
It was, but like those two things felt like...
It was fourth quarter with 3 minutes and 56 seconds left on the clock, so it was at the end of the game.
So he was already out.
Yeah, that's later than I would have thought.
Frustrated by that, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of frustration. You know, I saw somebody... diagram a play that they said, well, if Dak had read it right, he could have thrown it to Jake Ferguson and it could have been a touchdown. Well, it was probably there at the end before he had to come out with the hamstring. Well, the reason he threw it right away because he didn't have time was because Ferguson forgot to chip number 15, Judon, of all people, right? And Judon's barreling in on Dak, and he's got to unload the ball. And, you know, he threw it short. It was an incompletion. But the reason that happened was because the guy was coming free, and another guy was coming free up the middle. And so the pressure on quarterbacks, you know, when it's real like that, I'm sure it gets frustrating for him because you're counting on Ferguson to at least chip that guy instead of he just nudged him and went out on the pass, and here comes Judon, and it's going to be a sack if he doesn't hurry up and throw the ball. So there's a lot of times when people, you know, do, you know, replays and, you know, diagram stuff, illustrate. Well, they leave.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Some facts out so they can support what they want to presume that happened, right? Mm. And so be honest is all I'm saying. Go back and look at it. Don't make something up to say that, well, Dak's not reading the formations right or he's not reading the coverage right. He read it right. It just that he didn't have time to throw the ball. So again, you know, I mean, it's like we talk about, you know, fix this, fix that, then something else happens, right? They make some mental mistakes. Yes. That, you know, the fake punt should have never happened. I don't know.
Just line up for a real play if that's what you're going to do.
If you want to call it and gamble at that point, when I didn't think there needed to be a gamble. But when you're looking at the formation there, you got to see where the guy that was the cover guy over there on the gunner wasn't backed off. He was playing man defense. And as C.J. Goodwin said afterwards, he goes, he kind of told me afterwards, and he goes, I kind of figured this. He goes, I kind of knew what you guys were up to. And so instead of bailing the way they normally do and run down with the gunner, he was playing defense. And when you're playing defense basically on a punt, you can do anything you want because, you know, they're not designating Goodwin as an eligible receiver. You know, you're just blocking like you normally block. And, boy, that blew up, right? So, too many in the huddle, and then you got a punt. And it was just kind of mistake after mistake after mistake that, you know, get you in the end because you make this valiant effort to try to catch up, and you're within a onside kick recovery of having a possession to try to win the game, sort of like last week when they had the possession. But again, those mistakes you make come back to haunt you in the end. And they don't have, a great margin of error to be able to do that.
No.
I mean, and I know no one plays perfect. Football's a game of mistakes. I get it. But they're making them critical in critical situations.
Bill Parcells would say, I don't coach penalties. And I never really understood what that meant. Who does coach them, and how do they?
Well, how do you coach?
Until the ball gets snapped.
What's the solution then to penalties? I guess.
Well, number one, the holding calls.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting your ass beat, and you're just grabbing to hold on
better
for
with
dear
your
life,
footwork.
Right?
Yeah.
And a lot of times, if it's a false start, it's because you've got anxiety that guy's getting ready to beat me, so you're trying to, you know, jump the snap and get it perfect, and you take off too soon. I was trying to think of, false starts. Maybe one of them was they weren't lined up on the line of scrimmage, right?
Yeah.
When they call that, that means the tackle normally is not on the line of scrimmage. Or, look, the guy in San Francisco, Trent Williams, he's never on the line of scrimmage. He's never having his head, your head's supposed to, intersect the center's waist. He's never that close, but he doesn't get called. But you got to be careful because they're starting to call that. Being more particular that, and if you have two guys in motion at the same time, like last week, and if I remember, they had a receiver in motion and CD kind of reset his foot, and they called it like two guys in motion. He wasn't really in motion, but yeah, again, a lot of times, the penalties. I mean, they had as many penalties, didn't they?
I think so. But obviously those don't agitate me.
But you only worry about the team you're watching.
Exactly. Right? They can fix their own crap on their own time, Mick. Now,
no, this time they only had four. It was last week. I think it was 9-8 or something like that.
Yeah.
And that's usually what happens to teams that aren't winning. They seem to get penalties left and right.
We dropped the ball with this on Friday, but we're going to bring some joy to your day. Last Friday was the one-year anniversary of the Texas Rangers winning the World Series.
Yeah.
And I want to play to you the audio when we were doing like our all-nighter up here post-championship of Jared Sandler just pouring out his heart and emotions. And then you can hear Mike in the background just opening some food and stuff.
Eric has been a part of this organization for 45 years.
Yep.
And he has experienced way more losing than winning. And let's be honest here. Eric's not 35 years old. And I don't know that I communicated this with him a ton, maybe once or twice. I know that he thought it. I know Matt thought it. And I know I thought it. It killed me. It killed me to think that Eric would never have this moment.
Like, you heard that emotion, Mick, and you heard Mike just... Whatever.
I'm
just
smiling right now, too, about
my
it.
My bags of popcorn.
It wasn't my turn to talk, Mick.
Turn your microphone off, then!
Cough button.
Yeah, so we
or
just
can
wanted,
opening button, right?
We wanted to present that to you.
Well,
so.
That's good. So now we got to sit here and you know, they're holding their breath on injuries.
Yeah.
Dak with the hamstring.
CD.
CD with the shoulder. Wanye Thomas, concussion. And by the way, the thing that I think TV tried to make a big deal out of, Dak was looking at his hand or whatever.
Oh, yeah, because it had the cut on it.
He had a cut.
Yeah.
It was bleeding. And the other thing, I don't know if this is encouraging or not, I was right behind him when we walked up the stairs onto the charter. And he was carrying his carry-on bag or whatever in his right hand. So the right hand's fine. And he walked up the steps just fine. Now, I don't know, you know, with a strained hamstring, if it's really bad that you can do that. But it wasn't like he was hobbling up the steps. And it's, you know, that's about 20 steps or so you got to take up.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's encouraging or not. And the thing on CD, you know, he actually went back in the game to catch that 2-point conversion.
And even then, he looked very upset when he got lightly tapped on the shoulder. Mm.
So, I mean, yeah, we'll see. You know, a lot of times when guys sprain their AC joint, they can harness it up. You can go back and play, but I don't know if you can do that for a wide receiver. You know, you kind of need both arms.
Yes.
Being free.
That makes a lot of sense.
So if they go into that game and they don't have either of their top two wide receivers, that's a problem.
Well, we will talk with you again tomorrow. I'm guessing we will get some information one way or another on the MRI as the day goes along. Thank you very much, good sir.
Sure. Good to be with you guys.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.